To love myself pays glorious dividends. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. To love myself pays glorious dividends. To love myself pays glorious dividends. Isn't that something? Doesn't everyone love themselves? Doesn't everyone think that they are wonderful and fantastic? Doesn't everyone recognize that they are the greatest? Well, to a degree, yes, and to a degree, no. Mainly, we don't recognize just how wonderful we are because we don't realize how wonderful we are. We don't realize how wonderfully we are made, how divinely we are created, how we can establish for ourselves whatever goal we want in life, and we can achieve it. You say, I've had goals that I didn't achieve. I've had goals that I wanted, and I never got to accomplish them. Well, in truth, you didn't have a goal. In truth, you didn't have a desire. Now, if you think that you would like to go for a bike ride, you first have confidence in yourself that you can ride a bike. And second, you have confidence in yourself that you can get on the bike and go someplace. And third, you get on the bike and go. Now, most of us have the tendency to have all sorts of ideas we call dreams, all sorts of ideas that would be kind of fun to do. I think I'll go to the movie. I think I'll stay home and play cards. I think I'll sit and meditate. I think I'll go in the backyard and sit under a tree and just be at peace with myself. And I'm creating myself, nobody else around me, because I'm doing this all by myself. There's nobody to say I can do it or I can't do it. Nobody watching me and saying, hey, what are you doing? Nobody questioning anything that I do. We do this all the time. We're always creating ourselves, self-confident, doing things that we want to do and not having any interruptions. But then, the moment we say, I would enjoy being wealthy, we say, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, how wealthy would I like to be? A multimillionaire, multi-billionaire, multi-trillionaire? Oh, what would I like to be? Well, I'd just like to have enough money to live comfortably in a lovely setting for myself in a lovely world. Well, now, the very fact that I do that, I say to myself, there is a limit to how much wealth I can have. There is a limit to how much good I can experience in my life. And as I say that, I have a limit to the wealth I can have and to what I can experience in my life. To love myself pays glorious dividends. Now, am I going to love myself? Am I going to say, hey, dream your wildest dream? Take the thought that seems totally impossible, improbable, unreasonable, unlikely ever to take place. And do not consider it as such. Just consider, all right, now, what if a very wealthy person were to go and accomplish what they want to accomplish? They want to buy a boat. They want to buy a yacht. Would they be limited by the length of the yacht? Would they be limited by anything at all? No. Would they be limited by how much fuel it can carry, how far it can go? Where do they want to have the yacht? Okay, I want to have a bay yacht, a yacht that I can go around in the bay and go visiting friends in the bay and just have fun. Well, now, that's a smaller yacht than I would have if I had to go across the ocean. Now, I'm going to go across the ocean and I want an ocean crossing yacht. I want a yacht, big over 100 feet long, lovely, beautifully staffed with a wonderful captain who drives the yacht and a wonderful crew who take care of all the normal things on the yacht and all the unnormal things on the yacht, all the beautiful things. Oh, my, yes. Now, I'm a very wealthy person. I can do that. I have no limitations. Nothing tells me I can't do it or I can do it. Nothing says to me that you don't have enough money for that. Nothing says that's a futile, useless thing to do, to go on a yacht and spend money on a yacht. There's so much to be done elsewhere. There's so much to be done. People need help. People need money. People need food. The starving people of the world and stuff. Well, you see, a wealthy person never has a limitation in their mind as to what they can and will do. Some people build a yacht, build a speedboat, and they build the speedboat, and they build it so big, and it's so wonderful, and they put $5, $10, $11 million into the speedboat. And you say, what? Oh, what a waste. No. You bought a new pair of shoes. And you could have bought shoes for $10 or $20 or $50 or $100 or $200. You could buy very fine shoes, very fine Italian leather, very beautifully shod, very nicely created. Why don't you buy the best? Well, that's a lot of money. Well, if you're a wealthy person, you don't say that's a lot of money. You buy whatever it is that pleases you. Now, you may not have the desire for shoes of that quality or the shoes of that caliber. You may have the desire for shoes that are more sportive, more comfortable, more whatever. And so you go to the store, you go to the place, you go on the internet and you look up shoes that are the size you want, shoes that are the quality you want, shoes that are the comfort that you want, shoes that are fabulous. And you say, there they are. My goodness, $300. Or my goodness, $80. My goodness, $50. Hey, how nice. You know, okay. You're not buying shoes because they cost a lot of money. You're buying shoes because they're comfortable, because they're pleasant, because they attract you, because you want them. And if the shoes happen to be on sale, that's fine too. But you don't buy them because they're on sale. You don't buy them because they're very expensive and you can afford it. You buy them because they are what you want. Now, if we can start training ourselves to live in the awareness and the consciousness of doing things because that's our nature to do it, of doing things because it is our choice to do it, doing things because that's who we are, then and then alone are we a wealthy person. Then and then alone are we living our life as a wealthy person lives their life. But a wealthy person, that person with a lot of money, isn't always necessarily wealthy. Some people with a lot of money are afraid to spend it. They're afraid to use it. They're afraid to be flamboyant with it and just let it go and spend it on whatever comes to their thought in their mind. They're not wealthy. Wealthy people are people who buy something because it pleases them. It fulfills an interest in their mind. If you're going to buy a pair of go-aheads, they're not too expensive, and you get them nicely. But you go over to Thailand and you find some beautiful go-aheads that are ideally designed and they're cheaper than anything you find anywhere in America. And you say, wow, I'm going to buy some of them. And you buy them and you wear them. And then you say, oh my, they're too nice to wear out in the rain. They're too nice to do this. They're too nice to do that. And pretty soon, what you bought for yourself because it pleased you, you're not using because you're afraid you'll spoil it. Now, if you had some old ragtags go-aheads and you wore them, you wouldn't think a thing about the rain. You wouldn't think a thing about muddy walks or something. You would just go klutzing along, and you would just enjoy it very much. A wealthy person considers everything everyday wear. A wealthy person considers every desire of their heart a normal, ordinary desire, like sitting at the table and say, please pass the potatoes, please pass the carrots, and you enjoy them. Family meals, family eating together, is always a beautiful indication. Portion eating is beautiful. But sometimes the portions aren't exactly what you want, and you want an extra helping. You can have portions, but if any more food is made than the portions, put it on the table. And if somebody wants to gulp it down, let them have it. If nobody wants it and you put it back in the refrigerator, leftovers, that's fine too. But a wealthy person thinks not that that's too much, or not that's too little. A wealthy person always lives in sufficiency, always lives in the belief that it has enough to enjoy at all times. There's not a matter of not enough. When it reaches the bottom of the ice cream carton, there's always a fresh one in the refrigerator. It reaches the bottom of the Jell-O jar, and there's always a fresh selection of Jell-O available. Every time we have anything, there's always more to please us, because we are independently wealthy. We are always living in independent wealth. We're not afraid of using up what we have. We delight in using what we have and in enjoying it. Being independently wealthy is kind of a nice thought. But to love myself pays great, wonderful, glorious dividends. And the dividend of loving myself is being independently wealthy. The dividend of loving myself is being a happy, healthy, hearty person. When I love my feet, I put the finest shoes on them that are comfortable. Not the most expensive, but the most comfortable. When I put on clothing, I put on clothing that makes me feel comfortable. It doesn't have to be stiff and starchy, but it is comfortable. It makes me feel happy wearing it. When I share with other people, I share happy thoughts with them because that makes me feel comfortable. I am the one who makes the choice of what I'm going to do. I'm the one who makes the choice on loving myself and receiving the joyous, glorious dividends from loving myself. For I love myself and I say, all is in divine order. I love myself and say, my body is a temple of the living spirit. I say, my life is a revelation of the divinity within me. I am the allness. We say we're the allness, and then we limit ourselves and say we don't have, we can't afford. How interesting. We are having this dichotomy going on within us, and then we wonder why we're not experiencing all that we can experience easily, simply, merely by saying, I am, it is done. As we say, I am and it is done, truly it is done and truly I am. As we say, I am and it is done, we live in this feeling of magnificence. We live in this feeling of goodness. We live in this feeling of power and joy and wonder and majesty. And as we live in that feeling of all that is good, then and then alone are we aware of just how wonderful we are, just how good we are, just how fantastic we are. Are you ready for such a glorious experience for yourself? Are you ready to love yourself and let that love pay dividends in who and what you are and how you live your life? It's all a matter of choice. It's all a matter of who we think we are and what we think we want to do and how we think we want to do it. Where are you? Where am I? Am I the path of purity, goodness, and wholeness? Am I the life that says all is good and very good right now? Do I sit at the table and eat because it pleases me, or do I eat because I must put the food in my mouth because the energy is necessary for me to survive? Do I eat whatever pleases me because it pleases me? Not because I want to stuff myself, not because I haven't had it before, but everything I eat pleases me. That's what a wealthy person does. That's what a person who demonstrates to themselves that they are the magnificence and the allness right now. They are speaking their word, and the glorious dividends they receive from speaking their words are in keeping with what words they're speaking. Look at the world about you. Look at yourself. That's the best place to start. Are you enjoying all of the blessings life could bestow on anyone? If you say yes, then you are living right. If you say no, then you are saying that you are limiting yourself. You are not giving yourself all that there is to be shared. You are not delighting in all that there is to be delighted in. You're not accepting for yourself all that the divine has for you to enjoy. In each of us is a code. Each of us is a program, and each of us is a plan. And that program, plan, and code define for us what we get out of life. And if we have as a program that we are poor or limited or in any way missing out on some things, then so it is. If the program says we are getting everything that we can possibly get, then we get it. I enjoyed Apple's program in seeking to put out computers that you could not tell where the screws were, putting out computers that were so beautifully, lovely made on the outside and the inside and all around, and everything was so divinely made with everything in it, everything available in it right away. And they didn't fear of making money. They didn't fear of people saying, this is too expensive. They didn't fear of that. They made something so beautiful that everyone wanted it, whether they could use it or not. They made something so attractive that people looked at it and said, oh boy, that is me, that is me. And they had no use for it whatsoever. They made something look so wonderful. And then, the glorious thing they do, they come out with upgrades of what they have created. And the upgrade has merely 4 or 5 new additions to it, but they're 6 significant additions that make you say, oh, I want that, I want that. And then you go and buy it. And you don't even know how to use it. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have it. Do you have the latest Apple? Do you have the latest iPod? Do you have the latest iPad? Do you have the latest of everything? Do you have the latest iMac? Do you have the latest of the iPhone? Oh my, yes. The company is worth billions and billions and billions and billions. Why? Because not that the company served the needs of the people, but the company titillated the people's ability to say, I want that. They caused them to fall in love with everything that they produced. Now, if they can maintain this eternally, they will just continue to burst at the seams. But if they ever think they have to make something to please their buyers, to please their audience, they're in trouble. When they make something that touches the genius of their heart, it touches the genius of their imagination, it touches the expression of all that is good in them, they will have buyers. And you and I, we buy them. Not because we need them or want them, but they're within a range that we can afford them. We can take a loan out on them. We can get them, and we do. When you love yourself, you're already paying great dividends on who you are, on who you are accomplishing to be. And with those great dividends, you have all the things, all the gadgets, all the expression you want. You have all the people in your world who love you. You have all of the experiences in life that are harmonious, good, beautiful, uplifting, rewarding. Yes, it's a good choice. It's a good experience. It's a good revelation. Are you ready for your part of that revelation? Well, remember, if you can do like Apple does, they don't create to fulfill the needs of society. They create society needing what they create because they create it so beautifully, so lovingly, so wonderfully, so inclusively that it just goes crazy. And an indication of that is, along with their sale, are the people who are making apps for the iPhone and for the iPod and all of these things. They want to do it because they know people are going to buy them, because people want to just always upgrade, improve. And in a simple, easy way, they do it. And in a simple, easy way, they enjoy it. And in a simple, easy way, they have it. And when they have it, they're happy. You too can be happy in all areas of your life. When rather than doing something that you need or must have, enjoy something that is just flamboyant and glorious and beautiful, and you. And watch how your abundance level, your health level, your sincerity level, your gracious level, your genius level soars through the sky. It takes wing as a bird and brings forth everything good and beautiful in your world now and forevermore. It's a glorious thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's who you are. It's who I am. Today, I claim the highest and best for me, and I experience it. And for you, I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.